And when the lights are on, you don't stumble. And he's letting them know that. You see, in this sunlight, he's giving them a comparison. And this sunlight, you know, people don't stumble when the lights are on. But when they're off, they stumble. And you know what? They have no light in them. I'm the real sunlight. S-O-N light. I can put a light in you. He's my nightlight. How many of you have a nightlight? Oh, yeah, I got me a nightlight. Yeah, I got me a nightlight. And if you have a nightlight, you have no darkness. You have the ability to walk even in the night because there is a light that is on inside of you. And the death of Lazarus was about turning on a light inside of them so they could not just look at the light of the world but see him in the light of the world as the sunlight of the world. Hallelujah. And if you ever get the light on inside of you through his spirit, I want to tell you, when the light comes on, you'll quit stumbling around in life wondering, like, what's my purpose? Who am I anyway? What am I here for? I don't know if I'll ever get ahead in life. You'll quit wondering all those things. Nobody cares about me, because the light is on inside of you. So that if nobody else wants to help you, Lord, I got my own light. Thank you very much. So picking this dialogue up in John 11 and 11. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. But I go, that I may awake him out of his sleep. See, the lights in Brother Lazarus' house had gone out. I mean, he had shut his eyes, and it was dark in his world. Then his disciples, Lord, well, if he sleeps, he doeth well. They don't understand. They don't understand. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking the sleep, rest in sleep. It won't make sense until it happens. I'm trying to tell you, okay, 14th verse. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. That's what you understand. That's how you see it. You see this is a dead situation. You see this as it's never going to be better. You see this as if it's final. That's how you see it in your carnal mind. But I read a scripture that said, with God all things are possible. I read another scripture that said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. What about those scriptures? Do we only quote those when things are up, or can we quote them when things are down and things are looking dead and they're looking gloomy? I want to tell you something that, I don't mean this to anybody in here, but I'm just going to tell you, we're like fish. Christians are like fish. There's two basic kinds of fish: bottom feeders and top feeders. The bottom feeders feed on dead things. They're always looking down. It's always gloom. It's always destruction. And they feed off of things that settle down. And their mouth even goes down. They're suckers, and they just suck around on the bottom. And all they want to talk about is bad things, blah, 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 sucking it up. They wouldn't live if it wasn't dead things. They wouldn't have nothing to talk about if it wasn't doom. But there are other fish that look up, and they want live things. And it's like the Bible said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Their mouth is even shaped different. It goes up like this. And if you're not careful in church, even Christians, you keep feeding on dead things. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. There's too many good things to focus on than the bad things. Can you say amen? So 15th verse, he said, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Now I'm going to fulfill the purpose of Lazarus' death. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. It happened this way so that I could open your eyes to who I am. Then said Thomas, okay, let's go, and we're going to just die with him. Then in the 17th verse, when Jesus came, he found that where he had lain in the grave for 4 days already. Hey, I'm in telling you, this not only was his lights out, it's a pretty stinky situation. And Jesus came, and when he came there, he found, guess what? He found the same woman that he said, this sickness is not unto death, but to the glory of God. She's weeping and crying and mourning. Didn't you hear what I told you? And Jesus saw her weeping and saw the Jews weeping, and he came to her, and he wept too, and he groaned in his spirit with them because of their unbelief. Jesus looked at them and said, where have you laid him? And they said, Lord, come and see. And Jesus began to weep on his way over the darkness of their unbelief. And others looked at Jesus and said, well, behold how he loved him. No, that's not why he's weeping. He's weeping because of your weak faith. I've already told you the sickness is not unto death. And just because he's in a grave and just because he's dead, in your mind, doesn't mean I can't resurrect the situation. And some of them said, verse 37, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should have not died? They're not even thinking that he can raise him from the dead. They're just thinking if he could open blind eyes, surely he could have kept him from dying. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, coming to the grave, it was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead. For this is the same one, he said, that not unto death. Jesus saying to her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? How many times does people have to keep telling you and the preacher have to keep telling you that this thing's not unto death? It's not over yet. It ain't, the fat lady ain't sung yet. There's another chapter to this thing. Why close the book now? I told you the first time that the sickness was not unto death, and you still don't believe me. That's why I said, are there not 12 hours in a day that men walk around and they don't stumble, but in the darkness they stumble? I am the light of the world. If you believe on me, though you were dead, yet shall you live. I'm trying to get you to believe that I can resurrect any situation. Everybody wants God. Even Moses had seen the Red Sea open. And still he went to God and said, shew me your glory. And you know what passed by in front of him? The goodness of the Lord. He didn't say the glory went by. He said the goodness of the Lord passed by. Because if you ever see his goodness, you'll taste his glory. Oh, taste and see. Hallelujah. Look at it all you want to, Moses. That won't get, let me see your glory. That won't do it. You've got to taste my goodness. And when you taste his goodness, it'll change your life. Hallelujah. When you see the goodness of the Lord, just get one glimpse of his goodness. You'll chase it the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What God can do for you, the world will never be able to do. If you just get a taste of the peace of God that passes understanding, you'll chase it again, wanting another fix, if you will. People chase drugs and alcohol and all these things, trying to get another high and another fix. Let me tell you something about Marshall Baggett. He lives on a high. I stay high because I'm chasing him. Hallelujah. I've tapped into his goodness. I've tapped into his mercy. I've tapped into his truth. And all I want is more of it every day, day and night. I want more of it, more of it, more of it. I can't get enough of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They come this morning. There's a song we sing sometimes, Give God the Glory or something like that. As Jesus came to this grave, he looked at them and said, take away the stone of unbelief, that is attempting to block your miracle. Most people don't receive a miracle from God because of the stone they put between God and the miracle. They had to roll that old stone out there between the man, the miracle, and Jesus is the stone. And he said, you put it there, honey. You got to roll it away. Roll that stone away. You've got to get rid of that unbelief and that doubt and that feeling that this is over. When they rolled the stone away, the miracle worker in Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. It made sense now. It made sense now. I tell people many times, when your miracle comes, you're going to feel pretty bad for not believing him all along the way. You're going to feel pretty small, and you're going to go, why did I cry all those tears? Why did I go through all that fear? Why did I subject my... He told her in the beginning what the outcome would be. But yet she chose to tap into doubt and feed on the bottom. After he comes out with the grave clothes on and his eyes are open, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Whew. There was some rejoicing around that house that day. But just moments earlier, I'm telling you, when God's in it, it can change just like that. One phone call, just like that. One letter, just like that. Hallelujah. And verse 45 concludes the reason why Lazarus died. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Hallelujah. Had to go through all of that to get some people just to believe on him. I'm here to tell you this morning, it won't make sense until it happens. So many times people want a complete explanation. I'm sorry. God's not in the explaining business. He's in the revelation business. It will be revealed to you when the time comes. Hallelujah. As you stand this morning, I'm here to tell somebody that feels like you're in darkness, don't understand what you're going through, fearful of the future, miserable and in pain. If you'll just open your eyes to the glory of God and realize, take my word for it, if that's worth anything, this is not unto death. This darkness that you're going through is not a punishment. It is to open your eyes to the glory of God. So the next time, you don't go through what you went through this time. I refuse to not learn something through the things of my past and go through the same thing again and go through the snotting and the crying and the worrying and all this misery for nothing. Hallelujah. I hope I'm helping somebody, because when you look back, Martha, the tears didn't prevail anything. The funeral possession you had, it didn't mean anything. All of that was useless if you had listened to what I told you the first time. I want you. God is all about getting what? The glory. That's it, period. The man died, and you go through stuff. I've been through stuff. Why? So he would get the glory. If I'd have given him the glory sooner, I'd have probably got out of it sooner. But when I learned to give God the glory, I realized all the cards and letters that people sent me didn't mean anything. It was when I gave God the glory, my problem began to go away. I began to feed up instead of feeding down. Give God the glory. Let's sing this little chorus.